This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And the call-in number, if you'd like to call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 712-770-9418. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Just fine. You know, your voice sounds muffled. Almost sounds like you're talking into your phone through a towel.
Your voice sounds kind of muffled, too, actually.
Does it really? Okay.
Yeah. I'm sitting like I normally do, so I think that it's probably just a bad line.
Okay.
We'll hang up and then call me back, maybe.
Okay. Jason, can you disconnect and have her or call her back, please? Okay, very good. All right, we're going to try that and see how that works. And in the meantime, I mentioned yesterday that the mail is delayed, and you all know that. And because the mail is delayed, it's a problem for getting your paper statements paid on time. And it's kind of frustrating. And what happens is the late fees pile up, the interest piles up, the penalties pile up. And so with Capital One, if you have one of their credit cards issued with the Menards store name on it, if you're late, there's a $27 late fee. So let's say you spent $100 at Menards. You get your statement for $100. And they say that it arrived late, because they want it 10 days before the due date, which is almost impossible. Well, you owe them $100 plus the $27 late fee. It doesn't set well with me. Yeah. Okay. That late fee doesn't set well with me. So I always call and say, you know, we mailed it on time. And I can't help the mail system, United States Postal Service. Would you please remove that late fee? And they always do. Now, if you're a habitual late payment type, they're probably not going to do it. But, you know, if you have a good history of paying your bills on time, they look at that. And they realize that there's problems with COVID-19. They realize that there's delays with the Postal Service. And generally speaking, they will give you the credit. Same with the phone bill if that's late, or any other bill if it's late. So I suggest that you take care of yourself and put yourself first in terms of trying to give these companies more and more of your revenue when they don't deserve it. So if it's a bona fide issue of being late because of the U.S. mail and you didn't do it, then call them up and get your credit. And if enough of us do that and complain, the banks, the credit card companies, the stores, all those companies that we pay with paper checks, if enough of us complain legitimately because of the postal delays, then the Postal Service will have to do one of two things. They'll either fix it because the stores will beat them up, and the stores will beat up their Congress critters and so forth, or they'll do nothing. So it's one of those two things, and I think they'll fix it. So Gwyneth is with us back. Gwyneth, let's see if your connection got any better.
I'm back now. Does that sound better?
About 1%. But let's go with it.
Gosh. Yeah,
so, Gwyneth, I got your email. Wow. You and I are on the same page, but not everybody agrees with us.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about where we're headed. Would you like to share that with us?
Yeah. There's a little town. It's around about, I don't know, about 50 miles from here. That town's called Clune. And back in the 1970s, there was a movie made in the town of Clune called Mad Max. And it was made in 1978. It was released in 1979. And I think that that's where we're headed. And, because it was released in 1981 in the United States, and it was released under the name of Road Warrior. So, but basically, it's the same movie, but for whatever reason, they redubbed certain sections of it for the, and edited it for the American audience. I don't understand why. But I think that that's where we're headed. And actually, I could quite imagine that movie coming to pass around here, because literally the roads that are in that movie are the roads that are around here. And the mountains that are in that movie are the mountains that are around here. That is fairly close to the location where I live. It's oh my gosh. If you ever want to go and see that movie, basically the world goes into a systemic collapse, but it's not something that happens suddenly. Like, at the beginning of the movie, everything's more or less normal, you know, although a very weird sort of normal, because their version of the blue team has basically gone a little bit psychotic, but you've got a gangland community that's probably as crazy as what the police are. And they're basically having a war on the roads, and there's this apocalyptic systemic collapse going on in the background, and you're not quite sure what's happening, what's causing it. And I think that that's actually pretty close to what's happening today, because it's just going crazy here in Victoria. The latest is that you're now going to have drones spying on people at the beaches and parks in Melbourne to make sure that they all stay 6 feet apart and to make sure people are wearing their masks. And these drones are going to be owned by the Victoria Police. And this was broadcast on Channel 7 News, which is one of the main news programs here. And it was picked up by Paul Joseph Watson and broadcast on yesterday's Alex Jones show. So that's my source for the info here. It sounds crazy. It's like I went to sleep and woke up inside the most dystopic science fiction movie that you could possibly imagine. And, out here, it's pretty much normal out here on the farm, you know. Really, nothing has changed, except that there's actually fewer blue team members roaming around, which is kind of nice. But that's because they're all in places like Bendigo and Melbourne, and other, medium to large type towns, because they're after the revenue. We are in a state of systemic collapse here in Victoria. And, you know, my only comfort is that I'm thinking to myself, well, in a year or two's time, we'll have a lot less sheep to deal with of the two-legged kind, you know. because just about everything that they're advising people to do is going to end up harming and killing them. You know, even the masks. I posted a photo on my Facebook page. I'm pretty sure I posted it on my Facebook page. I know I sent it to you, Vincent. What the masks are doing to people's faces. And if that's what they're doing, they're sending people's faces up into a rash. And if that's what they're doing to the skin on the outside of their faces, what's it doing to their throat, to their sinuses, to their lungs, to their, you know, vocal cords, and so on and so forth? People need, part of the purpose of breathing out is you breathe out toxins in your breath. But when you're wearing these masks, the toxins are trapped against your face and they're trapped inside your body and they build up there. And that's what causes the rashes, and it's causing an insanity in the minds of the people. That and the hypoxia, which is a build-up of carbon dioxide and not enough oxygen in the blood. It kills people's brain cells and it weakens the immune system. You know, they're using this coronavirus as a full-on excuse for tyranny here in Victoria, and it's just absolutely disgusting. And, you know, the only thing that I can do is to rant and rave and jump up and down and shout about it and maybe wake some people up. But the only thing you can do at the moment is get out of Melbourne, whatever way you can. Get out of any big town that you can and basically go bush. That is, you know, even if you have to camp out, even if you have to be homeless, you are better being homeless in a bush camp, you know, with a little fireplace and a tent. You know, you're better living that way at the moment here in Victoria than living in a town. And if you're on a farm, that's good. You know, you should stay on the farm. But if you don't have a farm, and if you live in a town, even like towns like Bendigo, Maryborough, you know, other towns that are around here, you should leave those towns now, and you should go out and find somewhere in the forest just to camp and just to live. Because, my gosh, this is going to get really bad. This is Hitler's... Hitler's most amazing dream come true on steroids. And most people are climbing into the boxcars willingly, from what I can see. Does that make sense, Vincent? I know it doesn't make sense, but, you know, I don't know what else to say. I'm almost lost for words here.
Well, I'm in total agreement with you. And here's what I see. I've been thinking about this, and I was on the phone with a couple of our instructors in the last couple of days, just a couple of phone calls, short phone calls. And I mentioned that I have this theory, and I have not fleshed it out yet. But it's a theory about the coronavirus damaging our brains to the point where we have lost our filters, or some of us have lost our filters. And so if we see it, we say it. If it bothers us, we react and we go ballistic. And violence is the result of this. And I'll flesh that out a little bit more when we come back with Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, it's kind of amazing how Gwyneth Isaacs and I and Rich Sheban and some of our other instructors all think independently of the same thing, and we come up with the same conclusions. It's really interesting. And then we talk about it, and we go, yeah, so I was thinking the same thing. And we're not making it up. It just happens. So about this little theory that I have, I can't prove it. But what I was thinking is, if you look at the police, you look at the Proud Boys, the Black Lives Matter guys, gals, the Aryan Nation, the National Guard, the city police, the neighborhood watch, the mothers, the fathers, the young adults, you know, out there protesting, chanting, bullhorns. You look at that, and then there's violence that erupts, and then the crowd goes into violence, and there's rocks and stones being thrown and bottles and frozen water bottles, and then there's Molotov cocktails, and then there are the laser pointers, and then there are the guns, and then there's the tear gas, and etc., and the escalation, and their shields. It's like warfare with the Vikings in some instances. And but the other team, the police, has sound cannons, and they have tear gas launchers, and they have smoke bombs, and they have flashbang grenades, and they have real cartridges with real full metal jacket bullets. And they have rubber bullets, and they have tasers, and they have nightsticks and billy clubs, and they've got body armor. And so it's kind of lopsided right now, but I don't think it's going to stay lopsided. It seems to me that the coronavirus has attacked the mind. And as I said, I cannot prove this, but it appears to me that if you look at some of the results and you look at some of what's happening, you might be able to see it as well. And so the filter that would be the filter to prevent you from seeing someone in Walmart and then saying, you know, well, there's an ugly one. You know, that filter. Or who in their right mind would dress like that? That filter. And the ones that prevent us from walking up to someone with a baseball bat and just striking them just because they're there. You know, that filter. Seems like those filters are decaying very, very quickly. And that is what Mad Max is. Mad Max is, part of Mad Max is devolving into spontaneous violence. You know, just because there's someone there and a person feels like extracting blood. It just happens. And then gangs do it, and then leaders form. And then there are these leaders of these violent gangs. And add to that the supply chain, which broke. Add to that the grid, which is gone. The wires are still there, some of them, but there's no current flowing through them. So the world that depends on electricity is changed instantly. Well, when the grid goes down completely. But it devolves over a period of time. But it may seem like it takes a long time for this to devolve. But if you look around you, you can see it's happening really fast. Really fast. All of a sudden, you couldn't get latex gloves. You couldn't get toilet paper. You couldn't get paper towels. You couldn't get soap. You couldn't get hand sanitizer. That happened almost instantly. Now there's a coin shortage. So all, you know, you want to pay cash for something and you can't get change. You can't give change and you can't get change. So what do? Do you round up or do you round down? You say, I'll tell you what, let's just make it to the closest dollar bill or the closest $5 bill or the closest 20 or closest 100. What do? So things that we used to take for granted, like the post office, the U.S. mail, a couple days to get a letter from here to there, maybe 3 days at the most, that's all stopped. And the information from the media, you can read the same websites a couple days apart, and it'll say things are great, and then things are terrible, and there's a mask ordinance. You have to wear a mask. And then that afternoon, it's no, that's been rolled back. And then the next morning, it's not rolled back. It's in force again. So people don't know what to do, and they're really losing their minds and their tempers. And add that to the filters that have been destroyed, if that's true, by the COVID-19. That's where we are, and it's getting worse. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Some postal union leaders are expressing skepticism at Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's statement yesterday, in which he said that all changes he's been making to the Postal Service, like moving mail processing equipment and blue collection boxes, are being suspended until after November's election. More than a dozen postal union leaders have told CNN that sorting machines have already been removed or taken out of service. At night two of the Democratic National Convention, former Secretary of State John Kerry said President Trump has bankrupted everything he inherited from the Obama-Biden administration.
Our interests, our ideals, and our brave men and women in uniform can't afford four more years of Donald Trump.
Biden's running mate Kamala Harris will address the convention tonight, and Biden himself will accept the nomination tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
California firefighters trying to keep up with an outbreak of wildfires during a dangerous heat wave. An excessive heat warning is in effect for the state again today, where crews have been battling nearly 30 fires in the triple-digit temperatures for days. Weather forecasters say it could be Friday or Saturday before the excessive heat warnings are finally able to be lifted all across the West. The very first male murder hornet in the nation, now trapped in the state of Washington, where agriculture experts confirmed the news yesterday, saying it was a surprise to find one so early in the season. These giant hornets first appeared in that state near the Canadian border late last year. They're native to Japan and other Asian countries, where they kill about 50 people a year. They also feed on bees, which farmers rely on to pollinate their crops. And scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena say an asteroid the size of a sport utility vehicle made a record close pass by Earth. It was detected about 1,800 miles from the Earth's atmosphere over the weekend, making it the closest known pass from an object of that size in recorded history. One official says it was so close they could see the Earth's gravity turning the asteroid on its side. They say the rock was flying at the extreme speed of 8 miles per second, but would have broken up into pieces if it entered the atmosphere. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This can be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Why should I have got your
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And if you just heard the bottom of the hour news, you heard that the Postmaster General said that they're not going to be removing mailboxes, postal mailboxes, until after the election. Now, just think about that for a second. One of the things that we actually think is important for the U.S. government to do is to deliver the mail promptly, accurately, and without bias. And the Postmaster General is saying that they have removed those outdoor mailboxes, you know, the ones that, those industrial mailboxes that have been around since the 40s, maybe the 1930s, maybe even before then. And they stood the test of time. They're still, I mean, they work great, a brilliant design. You just open the door, drop your mail in, thieves can't steal the mail. They work really well. And they're removing them. Now, the question is why? It makes absolutely no sense. So, those of us who pay our bills by mail and those of us who have late fees attached because the U.S. mail is delayed intentionally in delivering the mail, we might be told, well, you know, the problem is really us. The problem is that you guys expect to be able to do it the old-fashioned way. You know, pay your bills with paper checks through the paper mail system. All you have to do is go electronic. So what's wrong with going electronic? Well, I'll tell you what. We have had people call our house saying that the internet is down in their area. A widespread outage. Their bill is due, and they can't pay their water bill, their electric bill, their credit card bill. Would we please pay it for them? Electronically. Because at that moment, our internet was working, and theirs didn't. Now, is it possible that theirs would work and ours wouldn't? Of course. So, those who think that the electronic system is the be-all, end-all, and is up 24-7 are absolutely wrong. There is no up 24-7 for anything. Not even the U.S. mail. Because sometimes it's rain and sleet and snow and flooding and those kinds of things. The mail trucks break down. You know, the mail comes every time at the same day at our place, except when it doesn't. And why doesn't it? Well, because the mail Jeep overheated, the mail Jeep had a flat tire, the mail gal or guy got sick, and the replacement has no clue where he or she is going. Those kind of things. So we've come to depend on things that are not going to be around. And what Gwen said with Mad Max is absolutely, positively a scenario that I envision as happening, and I believe we've already started it. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, after that first Mad Max movie, the storyline goes on to, you get beyond Thunderdome and then you get Fury Road. It gets worse and worse. It doesn't get any better. You find out that the world has been contaminated with nuclear radiation. Fortunately, here in Australia, we don't have very many nuclear reactors. But there are a few in the middle of, I think there's one actually just outside of our capital city of Canberra, which is, maybe a bit of nuclear radiation might do that place a bit of good. I don't know. Sarcasm there. I think there's one in Sydney, but I don't know that there's very many others in this country. So that's maybe a good thing for us. But, there's other problems which are, like you say, people are not thinking. I don't know. Personally, I think that it's the mask causing brain damage. I think that that's what it is. And that, that the various toxins are building up inside people's bodies and are actually causing their brains and their nervous systems to malfunction. Personally, I mean, that's just my non-medical, just common sense, humble opinion. But that's what I think. But I think you're definitely right. People are not thinking straight. And, even people that, they sometimes you can tell, like when I go on Facebook, I sometimes go on common law type groups and just sort of just go and hang out and try and see if I can contribute something positive. And I hear people saying things on there, like, oh, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. Maybe Q will solve it or, some other outside force is going to come and make it all better. Incidentally, I think that Jesus Christ is coming back, and I think he's coming back really soon, like within the next 2 years. But I don't think that he's going to solve this set of problems that we're facing at the moment, because this is called the apocalypse. And in Bible prophecy, it's prophesied that the apocalypse would happen before Jesus comes back, and that he comes back to a world full of chaos. And as far as I can see, a world full of chaos is exactly what is developing right now. You know, it's mind-blowing that people think that everything is going to be okay when clearly things are not okay. Things are not going to be okay. Then there's going to be no going back to the way things were. Okay? The new normal that they're all on about is actually a full systemic collapse. And I think I wrote in the email that I sent to you earlier about that we are going to have to just learn to make do with whatever we have around us to make whatever we need to make, to get whatever we need to get, to grow whatever we can grow. And we need to guard our properties against people who would seek to make our stuff their stuff. In other words, we need to guard against banditry, because that is going to become a huge problem. And I've been going on and on and on about it in my own personal work, in my YouTube videos, and in my Facebook posts, and so on and so forth. I just, by the way, if anyone wants to send me a friend request on my Facebook page, if you want to subscribe to my YouTube channel, go to YouTube or go to Facebook and just search for Gwyneth Isaac, and you'll find me. And I think I'm the only Gwyneth Isaac who's there. but, you know, you've got to recognize things are not going to go back to normal. This is going to get worse. We're facing such monumental problems, I hardly even have words for them anymore. You know? Oh gosh, just imagine that you cannot buy any of the stuff that you are used to buying on a regular basis. If you have a regular consumable that you need to buy, how are you going to get by without that? Like, for instance, with me, I'm thinking to myself, right, I have a horse and I have dogs. How am I going to feed my horse and my dogs? You know, that's an issue. And, you know, summer is going to be here soon. At the moment, my horse can eat grass. But in the summertime, the grass will stop growing, and it will dry off, and it will brown off, and it will die. So should I just aim to gradually accumulate a couple of years' worth of hay and gradually feed it out to her? And, you know, dog food, how am I going to come about dog food? Can I use the horse to go out searching for carcasses? Roadkill. You know, that's a possibility. That's definitely a possibility. But this is what you've got to, this is what everybody has to think about. And I cannot reiterate it strongly enough. Here we are further down the track in Victoria than just about anywhere else in the world. And, you know, my husband Archie, he was a seer. He foresaw that this would happen, that we would end up in a Mad Max world just before Jesus comes back. But, you know, you've got to think, wherever you are headed anywhere on the earth. We are all headed for a major systemic collapse. And how are you going to organize? How are you going to get all those things that you need to get? What are you going to do? Are you going to, like, for instance, another thing that we have here personally at our place, we operate using solar power, but one of the things we operate using the solar power is pumps, water pumps. I have to make decisions. Am I going to buy more fencing wire to reinforce the fences on my farm to make it harder for people to get in, or am I going to buy water pumps? You know, spare water pumps, so that if I have a pump failure, I can pull another pump out of the box and just go and replace it. These are the things that I'm considering, and I'm not going to, I may not be able to do everything, and I have to make priorities of what I'm going to do. You know, and this is what occupies my mind pretty well all the time. And there's lots of things that I would love to do. One thing that I am doing is getting a fruit orchard happening, with especially apple trees and plum trees. And I already have, hundreds of nopal cactus plants growing. But, you know, the thing is, if you can have a good supply of fruit and vegetables, that keeps your vitamin C levels up. That increases your immunity. You know, and this is what everybody has to be thinking of. And if you are in a suburban environment, oh, my gosh, you need to have a good, hot, long, hard think about what you're going to do, because you are going to find yourself in the eye of the storm. You think that you're happy in your little suburban block. Well, once upon a time, I thought I was happy in my little suburban block, and my whole world fell apart through circumstances I won't go into here. And I had to leave there in a big hurry. What are you going to do? I didn't want to leave. I was really, really happy on my little suburban block, but I had to leave it. And the circumstances were beyond my control and were definitely threatening to my entire family's existence as a family. But, oh, my gosh, you have to think, suburbs are going to be the worst places to be. Melbourne is a gigantic concentration camp. It's got 5 million people living in it, and the police have blocked off all the major roads in and out. People cannot leave. I've got friends who live in Melbourne. They have land around here. I keep mentioning this. They bought the land in bug-out locations, and they can't get to their bug-out locations because when the police shut the roads down, it was no warning. Boom, in went the blockade, and they couldn't get out. The whole city has turned into a gigantic ghetto.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
You and your loved ones premium nutrition right now. Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gwyneth was teaching you about something called constrained optimization. And very simply, she was talking about fencing and a water pump. And let me just give you an exclamation point of what she was saying. So she has a choice. Now, let's say she has available $200. And that is the constraint. She has $200 available and no more, just $200. And she has to choose between fence posts, fence wire, and a water pump. And so the fence wire costs $120. And the fence post costs $60. So she can buy fence posts and fence wire. $60 and $120 is $180. She's within the $200. That works fine. But she needs a water pump. And the water pump is $120. So she can't buy the fence wire and the water pump for $120 each, because that puts her over budget. That's $240. She can't do that. She could buy the water pump for $120, and she could buy the fence post for $60. That's $180. But she doesn't have the fence wire that she needs. So what she's talking about is what is described in the world of finance as constrained optimization. Now, why did I spend the extra time on that? Because that's where we are. We are now living in a world of constrained optimization. What do you have, and how do you make it the best it can be? How do you optimize what you have within the constraints that you have? Make the best of what you have. That's what we're talking about. And here at our farm, I have a jug. It's a 1 gallon clear plastic jug that cranberry juice came in years ago. Now, I could have thrown that away. And most of all of those that are ever made are in landfills or have been incinerated or been dumped in the ocean. Okay? That's where they've gone. But I have a bunch of them that I saved. Now, do they take space? Absolutely. I wash the labels off. Mrs. Finelli washes the labels off. And every day I cart water to the chickens with it. There's nothing better for the purpose that I have, which is bringing water to the chickens, than this 1 gallon used cranberry juice jug. There's nothing better than that. Now, we're going to find out that we shouldn't have thrown things away because we can't get any more of those jugs. Because who's buying cranberry juice now? We're not. So all the jugs that, you know, would replace those that we might have thrown away, we're not getting them anymore. And you're going to find out that there are a whole bunch of things that are useful that you have previously thrown away, like tin cans or steel cans. They call them tin cans, but they're steel cans. Like the size that cat food and tuna fish came in. Why? Because you can put small parts in there. You can wash out small parts. You can thin out paint thinner with your paint to make it go farther. You can mix it in those little cans. And that's the kinds of things we're talking about. The world as we know it is slowly, well, actually not slowly, faster than we'd like, changing. And I don't like it. I really don't like it. Because where are you going to get the things that you need? Where are you going to get that eyedropper, that glass eyedropper, to put a drop of castor oil, USP, in each one of your eyes at bedtime before going to sleep so you can dissolve those cataracts? Where are you going to get that glass eyedropper? We've been throwing those away for years. Probably 99.999% of all the eyedroppers that have ever been made are in landfills. Where are you going to get your next one? This is the way farmers think. This is the way Gwyneth thinks. This is the way Rich Eben and I think. And Kyle and a whole bunch of us. Sharon, Kathy. This is the way we think. Because we have to. And those who don't think this way are subject to an awful, rude awakening. Because I really believe you're not going to be able to get the things that you considered ubiquitous. Anywhere you want to get it, you can get it. And we're going to find out that you can't. And it's going to be awful. You're going to find out that shoelaces, you know, from those sneakers where you threw them away, should have kept the shoelaces. Where are you going to get shoelaces? And even if they don't match, you'll be delighted to have blue shoelaces on white sneakers. Or one blue and one black on white sneakers. Believe me, it's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher. David is calling in from Illinois. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. I'd love to hear what Gwyneth's thoughts are on what I just said about not throwing things away because you probably can use them later. And I'd love to hear what David has to say. We'll be right back. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USA Prepares. Class, I believe, are going down. I believe that no matter who wins the election here in the United States, the other party is going to be furious and the eruption will ensue. Mark my words. I'll be delighted to receive your calls later and you can tell me I was wrong. I'd be delighted to say you're correct. I was wrong. But I doubt it.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.